Blog Talk Radio.
Can you roll your window up? Hey, Bizarre, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, I'm waiting on Tim to come on.
Okay.
Week. Amen. Hello and welcome to the show. Hope everything is going well. Hope everyone has had a blessed and wonderful week this week. We are thankful for another opportunity to be here. We're thankful for being in the land of the living. We're thankful to the Most High God for life, soul, health, and strength. And most of all, we're thankful for our eternal salvation. And we are praying for deliverance daily. Amen. So it's good to be here. Amen. Just barely made it. Amen. Because I actually did a seafood broil for the family today. So I'm very tired and exhausted. So I won't be before you long. I'm just going to do a short freestyle for you today. Again, hopefully everyone's doing well in these times. We are praying for the church. We're praying for the saints. We're also praying for the unbelievers. We're praying for their salvation. We're praying that the Most High God continues to have his grace and mercy upon us on this earth. Amen. So we are praying that you receive salvation before it is too late. Amen. So without further ado, I want to say a quick prayer. And we're going to go ahead and get right into this little freestyle I'm going to give you today. Like I said, I won't be here alone. Amen. I'm kind of a little tired, but I'm glad to be here. Amen. How you doing, brother? Amen. How you doing?
I'm all right, brother. I'm all right.
Good, good, brother.
Yes,
glad that you're here. Amen. If you want to be a blessing and say a few things, I sure would. Appreciate it. Amen. It's good to have you here.
Amen,
amen, brother. It's been a blessed, wonderful week. Amen. Just did a seafood broil for the family. So it was good. Amen. It's a blessing to be a blessing. So just want to just get on and say a few words. Amen. I knew I was going to be a little tired, but I kind of thought, I said I was kind of like not going to do it, but I said, you know, it's a blessed opportunity. I actually thought it was an hour ago. Amen, that I was going to do an hour on the air. Excuse me, but amen. But, you know, the brother called me and said, no, it's the time now. So I said, okay, well, that's just a blessing from the Most High. So I'm going to say a quick prayer.
Amen.
And then we're going to talk about a few things, brother, and we're going to take it from there. We're going to let the Holy Spirit just bless us with this freestyle. I actually been thinking about some things for the future. Amen. So let me go ahead and say a quick prayer. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we come thank you for another blessed day. We come thank you for our life, our soul, our health, our strength. We come thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon your children. We thank you for life itself. We thank you for life in its abundance. And most of all, we thank you for our eternal salvation, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the saints. You said, well, there are two or three gathered in your name. You are in the midst, and we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Amen. We just thank you for this platform and this opportunity to reach, amen, the saints. We just come praying that more saints become saved before it is too late. Amen. We bless and praise your holy name forevermore. Amen. Amen. All right, Doctor, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Giving honor to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you go off and finish of my faith.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're gonna be on.
Understand? We got to go. We got to go with the word of the Lord. Sometimes it got to be short. Sometimes it may be long. But we got to try to get it out there as frequent as we can, because time is winding up.
Yes, sir. It is, Doctor.
So,
yes, sir.
How long you think you're going to be on? About what, about an hour or a half hour?
We're going to let the Holy Spirit lead us.
Okay.
Amen. I still have company here. Amen. But they're probably about to leave. But, amen. We're just going to go ahead and let the Holy Spirit lead. We're going to say, we're going to start out, we're going to roll for about 30 minutes, probably about an hour. We'll probably try to stay on an hour. But we will be back on tomorrow, amen, with the Watchman on the Wall. We'll be on his show tomorrow. That'll be 4 p.m. Central Time and 5 p.m. East Coast Time. And I believe that's going to be 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Amen. This is a blessed time to be a child of God. Anytime is a good time to be a child of God.
All
but
right.
I think at this day and time is a good time to be alive, because it's a possibility. Amen. I'm hearing so much language, amen, that so many people are expecting the return of Christ in a twinkling of an eye. Amen. I know that the brother's been – oh, go ahead, doctor.
That's a yes, indeed. I've been everybody – a lot of people kind of open their eyes up. We know that we're living in a short time. We're living in a time where it's out of control. Everything, church folks are out of control. Preaching out of control.
Right.
People don't know what they should be preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, but they're trying to preach some off the wall stuff that don't mean a hill of beans. It's not saving souls. It's not awakening people, because a lot of people are sleeping. A lot of people sleeping. They are slobbering on themselves. They don't read the word. They don't pray over the word. They don't think about the word, exactly what Jesus Christ is talking about before he come back. Many things shall occur before the rapture, but after the rapture, revelation will be fulfilled. The 70th week spoken by Daniel the prophet will come to pass. We can see a prelude of it right now. The wars and all the volcanoes and all the killing, all the murderings, all this that you see now is a prelude of what Revelation is going to be like. But it's going to be worse. It's going to be worse.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be seven times worse than what we're going through now. It's going to be real devastating. And a lot of people are going to be ready. But that's why we're on the air now. Let you know that if you miss the rapture, you will have to face the tribulation period. And it will be, as I said before, hell on earth. Hell on earth. It will be devastating. You can go ahead, brother. You can come back with me, whatever you have to say, but I had to put that in.
Amen. Amen. Doctor, I was enjoying it. Amen. Good word, but I was enjoying it. Amen. I was trying to get you to continue, but amen. I'm going to say a little something, then I'm going to turn it over to you. Amen. 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 Brother, you said something.
Amen.
Found when you said all the things now are a prelude to what's coming. And brother, we've been speaking this now. I know you've been talking about it for a long time. Amen. And I've been talking about it for a few years. And since the pandemic has hit, we have really been talking about how the thing we talked about, the mark of the beast, how the mask, mandate for the entire world, that the mask is a prelude, is a type of what's to come when the world will be forced to take the mark of the beast. And when we say forced, it will be enforced. In other words, you don't have to take it. But if you choose not to take it, just like they're making a mandate right now, if you choose not to get this vaccination, what are they saying? You can't work here. You can't come in and shop here. You can't spend money. You can't do business here. Amen. And we see that exact same thing. Now, we've been saying this over a year strong on the air, that in about we said this last year, that this is exactly how it's going to be when the Antichrist says, okay, you got to take this mark. And we see that now. People are quitting their job by the tens of thousands. People are quitting their job with no idea how they're going to meet bills, how they're going to make rent, how they're going to make their car, how they're going to pay their bills. But people are making a choice. They're making a statement. The same exact thing is going to happen during the tribulation. People are going to make a statement, say, you know what, we're going to stand up, and we're not taking this mark. And there are going to be people that are going to stand up and say, you know what, if we have to die, then that's just what we're going to have to do. If you want to decapitate us or whatever you want to do, got to do, then you just go right ahead. Amen. And so we're showing you a way right now. If you're listening, you've been listening to us for a while now, you know that we've given you the ticket. We've given you the knowledge to escape what's coming. The brother just said all these volcanoes. I can't ever recall a time in history that so many events are happening around the world at one time.
Yeah.
You have these volcanoes. You have this pandemic. You have the mandatory of the mask. Now the mandation of the vaccination now. They're making that a mandate. You see people losing their jobs, putting their jobs at a record high.
Yeah.
You see sickness and death. People are just, I mean, man, we were talking about this today, how people are just murdering people. People are just out here just taking life without a thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is the time that we're living in. And it's sad that the quote-unquote so-called church is still sleeping. The leadership is still sleeping. We're still, amen, we're not teaching the return of Christ. We're cracking jokes. You know, we're giving out motivation. You know, that's still going forward.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Motivational speaking, and they're going on, and this is just keeping the church asleep. Now there have been people waking up. I've been seeing signs. You know, people talking about the church is talking about Christ is on his way back. More and more people now starting to talk about Christ is on his way back. I'm happy to hear that. Because we need to be preparing the church, especially at this day and time. I can't recall ever a day and time, brother, that in my life since I've been here, and I don't know if you can ever recount, you know, I don't know if you can, but that this many things have been going on in the world at one time. Global warming.
Yeah.
We know in some parts of this country it's still warm. It's 80 degrees out here in Texas, and usually in October our temperatures drop down to a consistent 60 to 70 degrees. We still at 80 degrees here in Texas. Me and my brother just talking about the day, said, man, you know what? It's still nice and warm out here. And we say, man, you know, this is probably part of this global warming thing. Man, let me tell you, we got to get ready. We got to get the church ready for the return of Christ. This is no joke. Man, this is not a time to be playing. Man, it's time for you to be acting funny, strange, you know, just playing games. It's just this time out. Time, we talked about that for the past month, have we not, brother? Time is up.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It is time. Amen, brother. I'm going to turn it over to you. It is time.
All right. Amen.
For the church.
The church.
To continue this message. The leadership. Christ gave John. The book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is not to be ignored.
Sir.
It's not there for you to skip over. It's not there for you to fear it. In fact, Paul said, brother, I would not have you to be ignorant. Basically, what he was saying was that it is for you to know. I want you to be knowledgeable of what's going on. The book of Revelation is for you to be knowledgeable. There's so much information out there. And make sure you do your research on your sources. But, amen, you're listening to us. That helps you out. Do your study and your research. Pray. Pray and ask the Most High for knowledge and wisdom on the return of Christ, and he will give it to you.
Lord.
Amen. He will show you how to teach the word of prophecy, which is the things to come of eschatology. We want you to teach as many people as you can to get ready for the return of Christ during this time.
Amen.
Go ahead, doctor. Go ahead, doctor. You said some good stuff. Go ahead.
Give him glory to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are definitely living in that time. Can come any split second. A lot of theologians and eschatologists was looking for Jesus Christ to come this year because of the 70th year generation. This is one generation since Israel became a nation, since 1948 until 2014. And according to the time barrier, amen, by 2028, that will conclude 80 years since 1948 to 2028. And this September was supposed to be a big year and the most eventful year. It is. It is. Things are happening around the world continually. I mean, 24/7. I mean, people are dying, lost. People are killing. All kinds of sin and gross is going on in the world. And the Bible says before Jesus Christ comes, it is going to be as same as the days of Noah. And in the days of Noah, we had angelic beings cohabitating with the human race and produce Nephilim. And these Nephilim, when they were killed in the flood, they became demons. And these demons are operating around the world right now. And fallen angels are operating around the world. And they know the whole cohort, the whole bunch, there's a bunch of demons and devils and fallen angels are working overtime right now. You can't see these creatures, but these creatures can grab a man's mind, grab a child's mind, grab anybody's mind and get them to do sin against God because they don't have no resistance. Because if you're lost, you're in the hands of the devil. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you are in the hands of Satan. Let me tell you something. You're in the hands of Satan. You have no power to resist evil without Jesus Christ. It's only by Jesus Christ that I can live in a world like this, amen, and stay in the will of God. Why? Because the Holy Ghost keeps me. It comforts me. It gives me direction on which way to go. And I'm letting you know right now, a lot of people talking about they saved. Amen. You better be saved because if you don't, because the devil can snatch you anytime. Amen. He can put something in your mind and you do it, and you end up in prison. People have shot people and got angry and killed people out of a spare of a moment because Satan can get control of you. He'll mess your mind up. He'll mess your heart up. He'll mess your family up. He'll mess anything up. Amen, that don't know the real meaning of redemption power of Jesus Christ. You got to have Jesus Christ now in order to get on the other side. If you don't have Jesus Christ now, I guarantee you're gonna be left here in the time of the rapture, and you're going to have to face the great epitome, epitome of what Satan is planning to do. He's planning to do a unique miracle, a unique miracle has never been done before, and that is raise the Antichrist from the dead after the Antichrist is going to be assassinated, and the world is waiting. Oh, my God. The world is waiting right now for leader to come on the scene. They are hungry for a leader to come on the scene right now to try to straighten out this world, and guess what? The devil and his cohorts and his antichrist and his false prophets is not going to straighten this world out. I guarantee he is.
That's right.
Because he cannot do things that are right because his main job is to kill, rob, and destroy.
That's right.
The soul of me. He is out to get anybody to go to hell with him, because that's where he's going. Every demon, every cohort, every lying spirit, every Nephilims and the demons and the demons that locked up in Tartarus, they're so awful that God cannot let them go. He can't let them go on earth. But during the ninth chapter of Revelation, God gives a star fall from heaven, and that star is Lucifer. Lucifer is going to unlock that portal. And when he unlocked that portal, the Bible say, I didn't say it, I didn't write it. I know, no great theologian wrote the Bible. Nobody didn't write the Bible, but God threw holy men as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Bible really written by God Almighty to the Jewish nation, because that was the nation that God chose to carry his word and to be an identification of who the true God is, because the Gentiles never knew the true God. And God gave Jews to write through Abraham to show the world that there's only one true living God all by himself. Self-existent one. Don't need nobody. Ooh, and yet still, he's a God of love. He loves the world. That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And when he did that, amen, there's no excuse for the human race doing what they're doing, because there's over 4,472 different kinds of religions and denominations and occults in the world today that's trying to find their way to heaven. And let me tell you, they're not going to heaven. They can't go.
Right.
They can't go. Sin will never enter into the kingdom of God. And so Satan is doing what he naturally do, and that is deny the word of God, deny the birth, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, deny his suffering, deny his love. He's denying everything, and people saying, oh, is that true? No, that's a lie from that pit of hell. And now, guess what? The world isn't accepting that. They're accepting Buddha, Shintoism, Jehovah's Witness, Scientology, voodoo, hoodoo, and everything else that's the opposite of what the cross is trying to tell you. The cross is saying, I am the only way that man can get reconciliation back to God. In the book of Revelation, the last church age, Laodiceans, the hypocritical, backbiting, nonchalant Christian who profess to know Jesus Christ, and they don't know nothing about the power of God. They honor with them lips. They can talk that lip service, but the hearts are far from them. And so, my friend, what kind of day are we living in? We living in the last generation. It is a crazy situation that's going on right now in the government. These government people ain't caring nothing about you. They ain't caring nothing about your spiritual value. They ain't caring nothing about the moral value. They ain't caring nothing about nothing, because the only thing Satan wants to do, he wants to rule the world. He wants to rule the world. And when this Antichrist comes, he's going to do a miracle like the world has never seen before. He's already doing miracles, but people don't know it. Halloween is coming up. That's a satanic, a Sabbath day Halloween's wickedness, when people actually call people from the pits of hell, and they come up through the earth, and they do seances, they do warlocks, there's witches, and there's all kinds of Illuminati's and the secret societies. All these people are in that kind of mold because they are followers of Satan. And those
that are
followers of Satan will deny the blood of Jesus Christ. When you deny the blood of Jesus Christ, the only way that a man can be brought back to God Almighty, guess what? If you deny him and deny him and deny him and die without him in your life, guess where you're going to end up at? My God, you're going to end up in the pits of hell, because God made a way for man to escape. And since man is not doing what God required him to do, that's why the world is in the shape it is in now. Laodicean church age, they were saying that they were rich. they were. They had everything they need. They had the money. They had all the utensils to claim that they know God and doing all kind of works in the church. Oh, but let me tell you, you ought to look behind what's going on in Laodicea, because Laodicea church leads up to you to the 17th chapter of Revelation. Laodicea church is up at what? The 17th chapter of Revelation, where she says, oh, John saw it on the island of Patmos. He said, I saw a great whore. I saw a woman sitting on scarlet beast, and he had a golden cup in her hand. And inside the cup, the cup looked good on the outside because it was gold. And everything looked good on the outside. Mm. Don't mean it's good on the inside. And he said, the cup is full of filthiness and abomination of the earth. This church ends up through Laodicea. She ends up as a great whore. And whoredom is two sides. There's spiritual whoredom and there's physical whoredom. God said, don't have no other God before me. You serve me, only me. You worship Jesus Christ because he is God. And this whorish church that John saw, she said, oh, man, she looked good. Oh, look at that church. She's got scarlet on. She's smelling good. You can see part of her nakedness. You can see her breasts. Oh, man, and that's what the false church looked like to people, because you do whatever you want to do. If you want to be a whoremonger, you can be in this church and say you say. If you want to be a liar, a cheapskate, a murderer, you still going to heaven. And that's what this church is teaching. They're denying the power and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he said, when I saw her, it was amazing, because this whore represents the whole universal world church. That means the whole world is like a Babylon. And Babylon was filled with iniquity. It was filled with iniquity, but there was five men in the Babylonian captivity that withstood the Babylonian Empire. And that was Daniel, that was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It was Ezekiel, it was Jeremiah. These men withstood the Babylon Empire and Horus. And there need to be some preachers today that stand up for the word of God and rebuke the way that church folks are handling themselves. They think they can do anything and say anything and go anywhere, fight in church, cuss in church, lie in church, preachers going with deacons, mama going with daughter in the church. And God says, it smells, it stinks, and I'm going to burn it with fire. But the book of Revelation gives you the whole picture of what's going to happen to the false church. But it says in the true church, good God Almighty, the true church won't even be here during the tribulation period. Because the Bible says, I ain't saying what I read in a comic book. I ain't saying what I read in Jet Magazine. I ain't saying what I read in the Botanical Encyclopedia. I'm saying what I wrote in the Bible. Apostle Paul said, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ shall rise, and we that remain alive shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. My God, can you see what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to say time is short. Time is so short, I ain't even got time to turn my head. Because feel it. I can feel it in my spirit.
Yes, sir.
I can see it. I can smell it. I can hear it. And it frightens me in a divine way, because so many people, and I'm concerned about mostly the world and the lost out there. And then I'm concerned about the church, that people playing around with God Almighty. There's one thing you don't want to do. You don't want to play with God Almighty at all. You don't want to play with the Creator.
Amen.
And preachers, choir singers. And people say, I ain't worried about going to church no more, because this coronavirus is stopping it. Well, let me tell you something. The coronavirus is a picnic side on the side of the road, drinking Kool-Aid and eating peanut butter sandwiches. What you talking about? Coronavirus ain't sweat on a stick. But you look in the book of Revelation, it gives you 28 judgments that's going to fall upon this world.
Right.
All kinds of diseases is going to break out. All kind of people ain't going to be able to have water to drink. They're going to have to drink blood. The Bible tells me the star gonna fall from heaven and poison the water. They would call woodworm, that men would be so bitter that they drink it's gonna die. It tell me that men are gonna be running up beside the walls and crying out and wanting to die and can't die because of the scorpions that's gonna be set loose by Lucifer when the star falls. And in the book of Revelation 9th chapter, it's gonna bind men's mind that they wanna die and can't die. They're gonna be leaping and jumping and trying to kill themselves. Woo, my God, my God. Food is gonna be absolute. It ain't gonna have food. You're gonna be trying to eat anything that's possibility. You're gonna be eating human race. The human race is going into cannibalism already. People are trying to find food in the junk garbage can. People standing on side of the street with signs in their hands talking about I need food. Ooh,
right.
Bad out there. It's rough out there. Ooh, and if you ain't got your armor on tonight, if you ain't got your armor on tomorrow, you don't know what's going to hit this planet. A lot of people say, oh, we don't know. It seems like the world is coming to the end. Yes, the world is coming to the end, but not the way you think it is. It's going to be the end of sin. It's going to be the end of death. It's going to be the end of hellish spirits walking around and flying through the air. It's going to be the end of sin and degradation. God is going to wrap it up. And what he's doing now, he's giving this world mercy. He's giving this world grace. And the world is spitting at it. They're laughing and joking and going to parties and having all kinds of gatherings. And a lot of people say, Christmas time is coming and Halloween time is coming and we're going to start traveling. But let me tell you, that ain't going to get rid of the judgment. Judgment's going to come anyway. Ain't you trying to run away. Ain't you just trying to have your last fun or your last kick before Jesus Christ comes? Because the twinkling of an eye, I'm out of here. A minute, a second, I'm out of here. But that church, Laodicea, that's what the church age we in right now. And I doubt it, but I hope and pray, I doubt it if the church will ever get back into the position the way they were back there in the 40s and the 50s. Because people didn't play that. Preachers didn't play back in them days. They preached the word of God. They preached Revelation when I was 5 and 6 years old. And let me tell you, very few preachers are preaching it now because they're scared to death. They ain't living right. They ain't talking right. Most likely, they don't want to seek into the word of God because he said, preach the word in the season and out of season. When they want it, when they don't want it, when they like it and don't like it. My friends, you ain't seen nothing yet. You worried about corona? You scared to death of corona? And you don't fear God for your sins? You don't fear God because you have sinned against a holy God, a righteous God, a God of gods and a Lord of lords. You need to know him tonight. You need to know him tonight, my friends. And this is no play toy. Brother, go ahead and take it over.
Amen, doctor. Yes. Good word. Amen. Yes. Well, you said some pretty powerful, strong, some strong stuff.
Yes, sir.
Strong words, strong.
That's great.
Amen. And that's what we need. Amen. It's a strong word. Amen. That's what the world needs. Amen. So what I want to get into, amen, but you touched on it. You said there are
28
judgments. Amen. So I want to talk about those judgments tonight because, amen, as you said,
amen.
My goodness, man, this ain't nothing to play with. You do not want
to
be here.
Nothing to play with.
I've said it 1,000 times. I'm going to say it 1,000 more times if I'm permitted to. There are 7 thunderings that John was not permitted to write. He was not permitted to share with us what they were. Amen. But I'm going to go over those judgments, those other judgments, amen.
Amen.
Yahweh's judgment is coming. He's going to judge this world for the wickedness and the evil that they have done on this planet, and that man has ignored God. They have basically spit in his face, and they don't want nothing to do with God. They turned their backs and rebelled against God. But in Revelation, it talks about the seal judgments, the trumpet, and the bowl judgments.
Yeah.
Amen. And the 7 seals, the first seal is what? The first seal is the rider on the white horse, which is
who? Yes,
the
white horse.
This is the beginning, goodness, Lord have mercy. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying. This is the beginning of the judgments. And the first of it is the Antichrist. So after the church is gone, we see the church leaving. In Revelation, the 4th chapter, verse 1, the church is
yes,
the church that is gone. We will not be on the planet. If you have confessed with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Christ from the dead, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Just that plain and simple. We will not be here. We will escape this evil that's coming. So all the people that's buying up fools and buying up water and guns and bullets, man, I had a family member was just talking about the other day. He said, man, he said, they can't get guns nowhere. I'm just thinking to myself, no, they can't. But people think they're going to be prepared for what's coming to this planet. Lord have mercy. The things that you see, we are wrestling against what? Not against flesh and blood, but principality. Yeah, but spiritual wickedness in high places. This is a spiritual warfare. And the only way that you can prepare for something spiritual is to prepare with it with something spiritual. So God has given us his Holy Spirit, and those that who accept Christ will be taken out of this world. We won't have to deal with the things that's coming. So the first seal is the Antichrist. The Antichrist is going to come on the scene as soon as the church is gone. And, man, people think it's going to be good, it's going to be bad. Because he's going to lie, amen, he's going to lie to the world. We know he's going to turn his back after that first 3.5 years, amen. He's going to turn his back on the peace treaty. But he's going to try to smooth things over in the beginning once the church is gone. The world, all the children on the earth will be gone, amen. The saints will be gone. The second seal.
Yeah.
It's going to be what? These things are happening in order. The ride on the red horse, wars, threats, terrorism. We see all that now, but like the brother said, all that stuff is going to be multiplied. Amen. The brother said it will be multiplied by 7. Amen.
Seven
it's going to be multiplied by a high number. It's going to be so bad that if these rumors of wars, there ain't going to be no more rumors. Amen. You're going to actually witness World War III. And we see it happening right now. World War III. Man, these countries and nations are just itching for war. You can just, if you listen to it, and this, the mystery is that ain't nobody talking about the second seal. The church ain't talking about the second seal. The news media is trying to keep it quiet.
Yeah.
These nations, the country's leadership is talking against one another. About war, about going against each other. They're making threats. Some people think that they're idle threats. Amen. But these wars and threats and terrorism, amen, I think America just had something to do with Afghanistan here just recently. Amen. We know that Russia and China, those are the other two world powers, amen, they act like they just can't wait. Amen. To get something going. Some of these countries can't wait to try out their new toys that they got. And that's sad. Amen. Because people don't care about people's lives. They don't care about your family. They don't care about my family. These folks only care about power and what they can do. They're going to protect themselves. Amen. Because they got bunkers that they can go deep in the earth and hide from this stuff.
Yeah.
But there are so many people that's going to be wiped out from this World War III. Man, let me tell you, it's going to be so bad. So many people are going to be dying on this earth. The third seal is a rider on a black horse. What's that
famine.
Rider?
Famine.
That's it, doctor. Famine and economic ruin. Man, we see economic ruin is happening right now. We see famine is taking place. Like the brother said, people are standing on the side of the road, not enough food to eat. People are talking about people out here ain't got jobs, ain't got money. Amen. We have to continue to pray as the saints of God while we're on this earth. We're praying for the lost souls out there that they become saved before it is too late.
Yes,
famine.
Lord.
And we always know that war and famine, something about those two, is like a domino effect. Where there's war, famine is right behind it. Amen. There's a shortage of food. The government starts putting so much money into warfare, weaponry, preparing people to get ready for war, for battle. and man, famine is right. So war and famine go hand in hand. If you go back and you research World War One and World War Two, the famine and the wars, how many people died from? I'm talking in the millions. I didn't even know that until I researched it myself. I was in shock to find out that millions of people had died in World War One and World War Two from just famine alone. This is not the war. This is just from famine alone. Lord have mercy. Man, you think you'll be able to prepare for that? Let me tell you something. Especially in these first world countries, people are greedy. People love to eat, especially over in America. You see how we have an obese problem around the world. People love to eat. And as the brother just said, my gosh, what do you think folks are so used to eating meat? Man, I'm talking to people about, you know, fasting from meat. People look at you crazy. You tell people in the church to fast from meat, man, they're about to be ready to tell you something. Fast from meat, they ain't doing that. Hey, man, I'll tell you, they'll fast from other things, but they're not fasting from meat. They're not taking a break from what they love. They can't push away. So because people love so much meat and they consume so much meat, when this stuff becomes a shortage, people are going to hunger. They're going to be eating, like the brother said, cannibalism. They're going to be eating anything that's meat that they can get their hands on. That's how bad it's going to be. They're going to have nothing to eat. You know, people ain't used to eating vegetables. You already know what the Bible says about that, about how there's going to be the fire on the earth, trees on the fire, all the grass is going to be burnt. That means that the crops is going to be burnt. So if you're not going to have crops to eat, amen, you're going to have meat because everybody's going to be preparing for war. You're going to be in war. Most of the people are going to be preparing. They're going to be fighting. So you're going to have people out there that's going to be able to produce for the population that's on the planet. They're going to be able to produce enough meat. They're already talking about a shortage of food. That's why every time you go to the store, they got these signs that say, buy only limited 2 per person.
Yeah, 1.
3
yeah.
per person.
Yeah.
Hey, amen. I know the water's limited. You can only get 3 little packages of water is all you can get. You can't. You just go in and get as many as you want. Not no more. They are limiting this stuff because they know that only certain people, there are people who have money to buy as much as they want, and there are people who don't. So they say, well, you know, to be fair, we got to make sure that the people who the have-nots be able to get some too. It's going to be bad out here, y'all.
Yes,
I'm telling you. It's going to be rough out here. Now, the fourth seal. No, the economic ruin. Man, I work in the financial banking system. Things are getting slower. A lot of banks are shutting down. A lot of people are pulling their money out of the bank. That's another thing. People are withdrawing their money out of the bank and putting it into the personal safes in their homes. People are hiding their money elsewhere. Oh, man, I'm telling y'all, this is happening before I. See, they're not reporting a lot of this stuff. You don't know what's going on. Amen, but it is. It is happening right before our eyes, and they are not talking about it. Amen. They got so much distraction. This virus, this pandemic, is a distraction from what's really going on. Amen. Then we talk about, we just talked about the economic ruin. Amen. So many people out of work. So many people just not going to work. They say they don't want to work anymore. Amen. A lot of companies are shut down. Right here where I live, there's a major company that's been around since I was a little kid, but probably long before since I was born. They're about to go out of business. And they said that one of the major companies that they do business with is Walmart. And so Walmart is no longer doing business with them, so they're about to fold. We talk about a strong corporation that's been around for a generation or 50-plus years. Amen?
Amen.
A lot of these corporations are shutting down. The fourth seal, the rider of the pale horse, death, Hades, hell falls behind death. Now, basically what we're saying, what it's saying in the fourth seal, because what you're seeing is, this is also a reference to Revelation, the sixth chapter, which is it just gives you a quick vision of what happens throughout all of Revelation. Meaning that there's going to be so much death within that 7 years. Probably more people are going to die on this planet within that 7 years throughout almost the history of mankind, or more than people have died in over 1,000 years. That's how many people are going to pass away. the number is going to reach up, and I guarantee the number is going to be in the billions that pass away during this 7-year tribulation.
Yeah.
This is the rider on the pale horse. So many wars, people murdered like the brothers, and whatever's happening now. You look at now, I can't go nowhere without hearing somebody dying. In fact, I got to share this with you. And I probably said this before. It used to be a time, brother, that when you hear about somebody dying that you know, maybe once every 5 to 10 years you would hear about somebody close or somebody that you knew, maybe somebody you went to school with, work with, dies.
Yeah.
It was a rare thing to hear about somebody. Now, brother, I kid you not, we hear about somebody that we know or went to school with at least once or twice a month now. It's a shock. We hear about people that we knew just dying. Hey, did you know this person died? We went to school with this person. Now, hey, we used to be friends with this person. The next week, this person gone. The next month, this person gone. Or somebody we know in the family, relative just died. It seems like often people are just dying. So this is what we're saying. This thing is a prelude to what's about to happen. If so many people going to be just dying soon as the church leaves. And
yes,
you know,
Lord, Hammer. Yes.
Man, I'm telling y'all, and you know, they got these little movies out that say they're going to be planes falling out the sky and just tragic cars having rent. And, you know, I remember somebody told me that, no, I don't believe God would allow that to happen. But you know what I've been thinking about the past year and a half? I said, no, brother, that brother was wrong. That is going to happen because you want to know why?
That
the Holy Spirit is going to step back. The church is gone.
Sir.
The saints is gone.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is going to step back and say, okay, there it is. You want to disobey God? This is the consequences. See, if I'm on a plane and Brother Elder Bazaar's on a plane, that whole plane is safe just because we on that plane. That means that plane going to make its destination. Just because
yes,
the saint is on. See, a lot of things is not happening in the world. Y'all don't understand. A lot of things is not happening in the world because the saints are in certain places. The saints are in the building. The saints are at the mall. So that's the reason why the Holy Spirit don't allow a lot of things to happen. Because he said, no, you ain't going to do that, Satan. Amen. We got Elder Bazaar in the building. We got Brother Tim in the building. So you can't do that now. Now, after they leave, if the wrong people are in there, certain things could possibly happen. But once
all
the
right.
Holy Spirit is gone, man, you're going to see a lot of bad things happen. The
all
fifth
right.
seal, martyred souls, more persecutions. We talked about people being beheaded. Amen. The brother talked about the guillotines. Over 50,000 guillotines will be
this
brought
coming.
Into this country. Amen.
Coming.
So you think about these things. It's going to be hell on earth. Amen. So many people who are going to decide to receive Christ, say, you know what, I'm not taking those 666 in my forehead, in my right hand. You can do whatever. They're going to be persecuted, and they're going to be killed, martyred. Amen, for the belief in Christ. That's the fifth seal. Now, the sixth seal is physical disturbances. We see that right now. Volcanoes. This, this is stuff that we see happening right now before our eyes is that
right.
we see a prelude, like the brother said, what's going to take place here shortly. Physical disturbances. I believe Haiti just had another major earthquake. That was bizarre.
Right.
Now, you talk about not only that, volcanoes, earthquake, global warming. We see the creatures of the sea by the millions, all kind of sea creatures washing up on the beaches, just dying, just dead. And then we have the seventh seal, silence. The seventh trumpets begin. What is the seventh trumpets? The first trumpet. You're going to go to the boat. We're going to get ready to shut it down, Charles. The seventh trumpet. We're going to come back and continue this next week. Amen. The seven trumpets.
Amen.
One-third of the earth is on fire. One-third of the trees is on fire. All grass burned. Lord have mercy. How you going to eat? How you going to eat? Watch this. The second trump. One-third of the sea becomes blood. One-third ship sunk. One-third fish dead. Lord have mercy. So you ain't going to have no sea life. Like today, we just had a seafood broil. Ain't going to be no water.
Yes,
ain't going to be none of that in the tribulation. You don't have to have no seafood broil. You don't have to have no clean water, amen, in the church. See, we enjoying all that now. Amen. I go in there and flush the toilet, good clean water. We go in there and turn on the sink water, good clean water. We can go in and bathe, what's coming out, good clean fresh water. Amen. You go in there and use the restroom, good fresh clean water. We get clean bottled water. Ain't going to be none of this in the tribulation. So the sea becomes blood. Amen. You don't have no clean water. All the grass.
No clean water.
Man, it's going to be, people are already going to be starving. People are going to be, and you know how I get when people get hungry. It's people go to murder. People go to killing like crazy to feed themselves. Brothers going to turn against brothers, sisters against man, folks going to be cutting up.
Yeah.
All right. A fallen star. Poisons. Amen. Wormwood. The third trump, one-third of the rivers and one-third of the fountains of what? Poison. Money, if you try to drink that water, oh, man, Kool-Aid ain't going to do it. And you know all liquids are based off of what? Water. You got to have water to have your liquid. Amen. Brother, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Amen.
All right. Amen. Amen. Woo! It's coming. It's coming, brother. We got to do what we got to do. We got to warn the world to just listen, but they won't listen. They think it's a party. They think everything going to be all right. They have been deceived because the Bible says, and the devil deceiveth the whole world. The whole world has been deceived by Satan. And the book of James is saying, and the world lies in wickedness. Man, people are taking baths in sin. They're drinking sin. They're loving sin.
Yes.
They're just, they're going crazy over sin. They don't care if they sin or don't sin. They are trying to get something in life that they never will get, and that is peace. You never get peace from sin. You never get joy from sin. You never get love from sin, because sin is of the devil, and the devil has nothing but pure hate. The devil purely hates God Almighty.
Yes.
He hates God. He hates God so much, he even hates himself. He hates the human race.
That's right.
he's a hater. Now, here's what I can't understand. We got church folks claiming the name of Jesus Christ, and they hate. Figure it
That's
out.
That's right.
If a man say he loved God and hate his brother, he is a liar. And the truth is not in him.
What
and
it said?
The liar will never tarry in the eyesight of God Almighty.
Right.
And the first liar was Lucifer in the garden telling Eve, oh, you ain't going to die. The day that God tells you you're going to die, you know that you're going to be able to distinguish good and evil, and he don't want you to know nothing. Well, he told a little bit of truth, and he told a lie. But you cannot take a truth and lie and come out with the truth. I don't care how much truth you got in it. If you got one little eeky-beaky lie in there, it's a lie. And that's what the devil's doing to our society today. It's got people going mad, got people jumping off of bridges, got people taking shotguns and knives, cutting up folks. We got prostitutes on the corner. Man,
That's
we
right.
got men driving by, taking them in the car. Some of them take them in the car in the woods somewhere and cut them up and rape them and come
That's
back.
Right.
Act like
That's
they ain't
right.
done that. We living in a high society where the cities have come totally corrupt. It's corrupt.
That's right.
You got alleys. You got picture shows full of pornography and low-down, dirty, rotten, smelly stuff. And people are living. They're drinking this stuff. Because the woman on the Scarlet Beast, she got a golden cup in her hand, and that cup is in the iniquity. And men is drinking iniquity like water. The presidents are drinking. Oh, the preachers are drinking. The deacons are drinking it. The sisters in the church are drinking it. Young folks are drinking it. And they say, I know Jesus. No, you don't know Jesus, because you can't mix the blood of Jesus Christ with iniquity. It won't work. You can't straddle the fence. Either you hate one and love the other, or love one and the other. So what to people, what the world to do? See, the devil has got people so deceived. They got he got people so deceived that the low-down, dirty, rotten sinner that you can find, if he would die, Satan would say that he went to heaven. That's how deceived people are. And no way. If you die in your sins, you are not going to heaven, brother, sister, teenager. You're not going to heaven. You can't. You got sin in your soul. You got sin in your spirit. You got Satan in your spirit. And what you talking about? I'm talking about the devil trying to get a free ride to heaven through you. Come on now. You know how he always hoboken. Amen. People come to church, and the devil's riding on their back. When they get in church, they ain't got the Lord on their mind. They ain't got the Spirit of God on their mind. They ain't got repentance on their mind. They ain't got joy on their mind. The devil's got a whole ride, and he's riding on their back. They got a whole lot of foolishness, a whole lot of, what you call that, brother? They got a whole lot of speeches and the devil's a fool talker. And man, oh, he's got folks deceived, got preachers deceived, and believing because you went to a seminar and got four plaques on your table of diplomacy that you got a degree. They said, well, I'm going to heaven. No, you're not. You can bust hell wide open. And I got to talk like this. I got to talk because it's too late in the evening to be hanky-panking around and be soft-talking to people. You got to tell the word just like it is, because the word of God says it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll cut you up, right, make meat out of you. Hey, but it can remold you. It can make you a new creature. But if you accept it, amen, you can be changed. But if you reject it, you become a rebel. You become a fugitive. You become opposite of what God wants you to be. You become a totally rebel, stubborn person. And stubbornness is next to witchcraft. And there's a lot of people stubborn, don't want to come to Christ, don't want to humble themselves, don't want to admit that they're sinners, don't want to admit that even going to hell, I ain't going to hell. Oh, yes, you are. You can say all you want. You're going to hell, not because you're bad, not because you're good. You're going to hell because you rejected the greatest sacrifice that God ever made, because no man can do that sacrifice. It took God. And God took his own blood, his blood, righteous blood, powerful blood, sanctified blood, justified blood, redemption blood. He took that blood, and stepped inside of Mary's womb and picked up the body out of Mary's ovary. Woo! Because there's no sin in the ovary of a woman. Oh, my God. That's deep, brother. That's real deep. He had to have a body to live in. God had to have a body to live in. He was inside of Mary's womb, and he burned the Holy Ghost inside of Mary's womb. And when Jesus came out, his name was Jesus. Ooh, God's son. Hallelujah. God's son. God himself. And that blood that he carried was spotless, powerful, sanctified. And there's no occult, there's no denomination that can name me anybody else that was born without sin. No, did you hear what I said? There is no other man on the other side of heaven, underneath hell or in hell. Ain't nobody on the east side, west side, north side, and south side did what Jesus Christ done. And that was he died for the sins of the world, that every man, every boy, every girl, every old person, every mean person, every low-down, dirty person can receive Christ in their life and have a changed life. Nobody can do that but Jesus Christ. Why don't you say hallelujah? You ought to say thank you, Jesus, because if you go to bed tonight, if you go to bed tonight without Jesus Christ and you die, I'll guarantee you through the word of God, you're going to lift your eyes up in hell when you don't have to. It's a bad thing. It's a bad thing.
That's right.
To leave this world, not only with corona. I'd rather leave this world with corona and know Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. I won't take no vaccination. You know why? because I'm going to die one day anyway, and I ain't going to die and get along. Good God Almighty, I ain't worried about this. Because when I was church, folks would quit being such a chicken. You're a chicken.
Amen.
You go to the grocery, you go everywhere else. You go to your neighbor's house. You go to bowling. You go to your football games and all kind of games. But you won't go to the house of God where you can get some sacred worshiping and worship God
right.
in the spirit and praise God that he saved your soul. You can't do that. You can go around your friends and drink beer, whiskey, and wine. And lay with your ladies and go down there to the whole house, and you can go down to the cat house. You can do all that. I'm talking about the world, and some church folks are into it too. Prostitution
right.
in the church. Oh, yes, it is. It's there in Laodicea,
right.
and that's why he said you're neither hot, you're neither cold, you're lukewarm. He said, because of that, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. Ooh, good God Almighty. That means
Amen.
That Christ vomited you out of his mouth. That means you was a fake. You was a hypocrite. You pretended
That's
that
right.
you knew Jesus. And you Praise don't know
God.
Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ did never participate in all that old garbage that the devil's handing out. And you know how Satan is. He had bold enough to come to Jesus and tell Jesus, hey, bro, hey, look here, bro. He talking all that yang. He said, I'll give you the kingdom of the world. You make a deal. Come on. I'll give you the kingdom of the world. You fall down and worship me. If you honor me, if you give me homage, I'll give you the kingdoms of the world. Jesus looked at him straight through the eye, and he said, thou shalt worship the Lord God, and him thou shalt serve. What was Jesus telling Satan? He said, man, I already own the world. The world belongs to me. You just got it on a temporary basis, but I'm going to get it back. But I got to get it back the right way. I'm going to die. I'm going to suffer on Calvary's cross for the sins of the world, and I'm going to bring some people out of this 6,000 years of the human race here. I'm going to save some. I can't save all. Not that I can't save, but everybody don't want to be saved. Don't want to get saved, but they want to go to heaven. Some people say, well, I'm trying to make it. No, you can try all you want. You can work your fingers to the bone. You can give to the poor. You can give your body to be burned. You can do all the activity of a religious person do, but the Bible says you don't have the love of God in your life. You ain't nothing. And when you say nothing, I mean nothing. You can't do nobody no good because you're ready to kill somebody. You can't do nobody no good because you don't want to help nobody. And if you ain't got the love of God in your heart, you can't do it out of the spirit unless you have the spirit of God. What we at? We're in the last days, brother. And the brother mentioned the guillotine. The guillotine's already in the United States. The FEMA camp are getting ready. They got coffins.
Yeah.
People in their heads off. They got the church lawns getting ready to use the churches. Woo! Good God Almighty. Listen to what I'm saying. The tribulation period, there ain't going to be no church. It's going to be demonic demons persecuting the tribulation saints. The tribulation saints is not the church. The tribulation saints are those that's left here after the rapture. The church will be in heaven, glorifying God, shouting, rejoicing. I got the victory. I made it in. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. The church will not be here. Brother Bazard is out of here. I got my ticket. Oh, my God. And guess what? The devil can't get it. The devil can't take
right.
it away. The devil needs to give it to me, and the world
Amen.
Can't bother me. I can't
Come
do
on,
no God. Harm. You can talk about me, lie on me, cheat on me, call me all kind of names, but that's all right. If they did it to Jesus, they did
yes.
it to Jesus. Who am I? I'm
that's
just
right.
a child of God, ready to serve him, ready to love him, ready to tell somebody else, don't go to hell. Please. Mr. Brown, don't go to hell. Hey, Sally Joe, don't go to hell. Bobby Joe, don't go to hell. Hey, preacher man, don't go to hell. Sister Brown, come on now. Don't go to hell.
That's right.
Receive Christ. Receive. Oh, you say you got him? Oh, okay. Now, if you got him, there's one thing you ought to prove that you got him. What is that? Love. Do you have love? Do you have the love of God in your heart for everybody? or you got you picking, or you just say, I like so and so. That like ain't gonna get it. Because like ain't gonna be in heaven. I know I'm gonna be like him, but like ain't gonna be in heaven. What's gonna be in heaven? Love. Nothing but
that's
love.
Right.
Love.
That's right.
Eternity. Love. Oh my God. The love of God is awesome. And it's awesome because of what Jesus Christ done for your soul and your spirit, that you won't have to be punished with the devil. And
he's that's right.
And he's got demons working 24/7.
24/7.
You got daughters. You got sons. You got babies being born. The devil want to kill babies off. He want to annihilate
right.
babies. Bill Gates want to kill babies. Everybody talking
yeah.
about, Bill Gates is a baby killer. He's a baby killer. Come on, y'all. I don't care if he got a billion, quadrillion money to
Amen.
He looks like a dollar. I don't care.
Come
He's
on.
A baby killer. He wants to repopulate the earth with specific people that's got a whole lot of money. And people are standing up for Bill Gates. He's the one that made that vaccine. He's the one that had the money to publish for that vaccine. To stick in your body, made out of all kind of stuff. I don't know what's in that thing.
That's right.
I don't know. They got some crap in there. It might not affect you now, but down through the years, it's going to come down on you. No, don't put that stuff in me. You can have a booster and then another booster, and ain't no, I'm going to boost on out of there because I ain't want it. You understand what I'm saying? What I want is to be filled with God's Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
That's right.
God's Holy Spirit got all kinds of defenses. It protects me day and night. When I don't be aware of danger, the Holy Ghost protects me. And I don't know
That's
what's
right.
wrong with our church folks. They won't trust God. They
That's
won't rely
right.
on God. They won't depend on God. They want to try
Amen.
To gain the whole world and lose a soul. But there's nothing in this world worth dying and going to hell over. Nothing. If you want to die and go to heaven, serve the Lord. I'll die for Jesus Christ. That's the only thing I'll die for. Why? Because he's the one to save my soul. And it ain't no light thing. It's heavy. It's deep. Because he's deep down in your soul. If he's deep down in your soul, then you know what I'm talking about. We are living in that time where the guillotine is coming back to the United States. For the first time in human history, the United States have never executed nobody with a guillotine. The guillotine come from France in the 1500s. They used it to kill witches and kill people who had broke the law. They cut their heads off. Well, it's coming back, and the Bible has already said it's coming back. It's coming back because the Antichrist says this is the only way that I can get rid of thousands and millions of people. Is to cut their heads off or get them to make a decision who they're going to serve. And majority, get me now, listen to me what I'm saying. The majority of the world is lost. And
Amen.
By being lost, Revelation says, and all the world wondered after the beast. They will wonder after the Antichrist. With a great number of hosts of people, black people, white people, yellow people, Chinese people, Hungarian people, Mexican people, Jewish. They're going to say, this is what we've been waiting for. We've been waiting for this man for 2,000 years. We've been looking for him. Many men have came on the scene and said that there was Jesus Christ, but they didn't have nothing. This man is going to come on the scene with the power of Satan in his body, and nobody will be able to withstand him. Nobody but the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the one that came from who even with dyed garments on. He's going to be the one that defeats Satan at the end of the tribulation. So Bill Gates and all the millionaires and all the Illuminatis and all the secret society and all the Moloch worshipers and all the Satan worshipers and all the baby sacrifice worshipers, all them
That's
are
right.
going to be in control of the society. And those that rejected this going to be hunted down like rabbits. They're going to catch you. When they catch you, they're going to give you an opportunity to say, you want the guillotine or you want the mark of the beast? And the mark of the beast is here. The Antichrist is alive, my friend. He's alive in Spain. People think I'm crazy. He's in Spain, and he's coming, get ready, because the Jews, who already have initiated his father, Juan Carlos was initiated in 1975 to be the king of Jerusalem. But Juan Carlos passed away. Oh, no, he's there. He's still alive. He gave the kingship up in 2014. Guess who he gave it up to? He gave it up to his son. And his son is named King Felipe. Where is he? He's in Spain. Spain is a very important nation concerning the Jewish people. You remember 1492? The Spanish people that persecuted the Jews in Spain. You know who persecuted Jacob? You know who persecuted Jacob in the Old Testament? It was Esau. Do you know where the Spanish people come from? Come from Esau.
Amen.
And the Bible. I'm gonna give it over to the brother. I want to say this. The time of Jacob's trouble in the Old Testament was Esau and Jacob. The time of Jacob's trouble will be in the last part of the tribulation, will be all the nations of the world led by King Felipe to be the troubled times of Jacob's trouble, which is Israel, because Israel came from Jacob. Good God Almighty, 144,000, 12 tribes of Israel come from Jacob, and Israel is going to be persecuted for all the kingdoms of the world. Is going to try to annihilate Jerusalem, and they're going to fail. But thank God, he's going to come down in clouds, and he's coming back with the church. Hallelujah, riding on white horses. Revelation 19 and 11. He's going to ride on a white horse. He's going to meet the armies of the world that's going to try to eliminate Jerusalem. And when he meets the armies of the world, guess what? They tell me he's going to come on a white horse with 10,000 saints, innumerable couple of saints of God is going to rule and reign on this earth. Hallelujah. Praise God Almighty. And he's going to destroy it with the spirit of his mouth. The Antichrist will be cast into what? The lake of fire. And the beast will be cast into the lake of fire and burn. There was a song back there in the 60s that said, burn, baby, burn. And buddy, there's going to be more than no babies ain't going to burn. But God says the wicked shall be punished. My friends, you need to know Jesus Christ tonight, because this is no play. I'm not living in no baby pen with a rattler. I'm not rattling and saying da 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 ma ma ma. I'm telling you now, you need to know Christ as your Savior. That's the only thing you got. Brother Tim, go ahead.
Amen, doctor. Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful word, great word. Amen. All glory be to the Most High. Amen. The thing about Revelation, the 12th chapter, verse 12.
Yeah.
Where Lucifer, amen, is cast down to the earth. And he's going to take over the Antichrist. And those devils, amen. Let me read what it says in Revelation, the 12th chapter, verse 12. It says, therefore rejoice, ye heavens. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And you that dwell in them. Amen. Who dwells in the heavens? Amen. Amen. The angels. Amen. The angels. But also in the second heaven. Amen. We know that Lucifer, amen, right now, he's in the second heavens, which is the stars, the space, and the air. Amen. Also, he's the prince of the air here. Amen. He rules. That's why you see UFOs and spacecrafts, amen. But those, they said that those devils, amen, says war to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath what? But a short time. Amen. Only thing left That's a very short time. The time is growing near. Amen. And it says that the devil, meaning the devil spirits, that means Lucifer, the fallen angels, and the demons are coming to earth, Lord. And you're not going to be able to escape. You're not going to be able to hide. You're going to have enough bullets or guns. You want to either choose to serve him or you're not. Amen. We talk about seven judgments, the seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the bowl judgment. Amen. The fourth trump, what's going to happen? One-third of the sun is going to be darkened, and one-third of the moon and one-third of the stars will be dark. It's going to be dark. Amen.
Amen.
The sun is going, it's going to be dark. And man, it's going to be evil upon the earth like evil on the earth.
Evil.
And the Holy Spirit is everywhere. God is everywhere. But the Holy Spirit is going to stay back. And these things are going to roam the earth. And they're going to be killing like crazy.
Yes.
The demonized locust, the fifth trump, tortured men for how long? 5 months.
5 months.
Where you go, where you try to hide, you're not going to be able to hide from these demon locusts. The demons, they're spirits. That's why you're not going to be able to hide. People going to be in bunkers. I'm not going to wonder how they get there. These are demons. See, right now, what's holding demons back and Lucifer back is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit won't allow them to do what they want right now. When the Holy Spirit steps back during this 7 years, yes, it's going to be torture. Men are going to seek death and won't even be able to die. They're going to be trying to drown themselves. They're going to be able to drop, die.
Yeah,
they're going to be trying to kill themselves. They're going to be able to die.
Can't do it.
The body's going to be so mangled from trying to just die. Amen. It says 5 months of torture. I don't like to be tortured. I could imagine being tortured one day, more or less, for 5 months.
Mm-mm.
The sixth trumpet.
Yeah.
One-third of mankind, that almost half, one-third of mankind is dead.
Dead.
200 million men from Asia. Amen, or Russia, wherever they may be from. Some believe it may be Asia, because Asia boasts what? The largest population. Some people say it may be spirits. Amen. It may be demons. But they will go to the Middle East. Amen.
That's right.
And so much evil. We talked about how those demons are going to be loose from the Euphrates River, how they're going to be killing people on the earth. An earthquake. Amen. Back in ancient times, there was a large 8 earthquake that caused thousands of people to die. We know here recently, thousands of people just died in the earthquake. This earthquake is going to be so huge, so massive, that the entire planet is going to kill it. The entire planet is going to shake. Not a tremor. It says an earthquake. So can you imagine how many people are going to die? It's a possibility that this earthquake is going to be so huge and so bad that the earth is going to crack open, meaning that you're going to be driving and you're going to come to a place on the planet, you ain't going to be able to jump across to get across that crack in the earth. That's how big it's going to be. It's going to be so wide. You're going to be like, Lord, how am I? You're going to be in total shock if you hear. Man, those earthquakes, it's going to crack the earth open. Man, can you imagine the people who are going to fall in those deep crevices in the earth? They're going to fall. Lord, have mercy. And you want to be here for that? I thank God today for salvation.
Yes.
I thank him for his love. I thank him for his kindness. Who don't want to serve a God like that? But some folks don't want to be saved. Like the brother said, Watchman on the Wall said, some folks don't want to be saved. They want to go to heaven.
Don't want to be saved, man.
But you know, it ain't do what you want to do. That ain't how it works. See, it's kind of like a parent and a child. I couldn't just do what I want to do in my dad's house. He had a room. If I want to be in his house, I have to do what? I have to abide by his rule. What he says goes. Amen? But you
Amen.
Got people that they want to be in heaven, but they don't want to do right. That ain't how it works.
They don't want, that's right. They don't want to be sanctified.
Be there, but they don't want to do what it takes. That ain't how it works. Revelation 16 kicks off the seven bowls of judgment. The first bowl on followers of the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Boils. Man. You remember that back in Egypt, right? That was one of the plagues.
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm going to have to deal with boy. I couldn't deal with that, man. What's going on? All these big old bumps and sores on me, man. I told you, I can't stand a sore throat. But I can't imagine what these folks are going to be going through. But they made this choice. You think cancer and AIDS is something? You think this pandemic is something? This that they talking about, this coronavirus? You think this is something? This is nothing. Like the brother said, this is child's play compared to what's coming. There's going to be so much sickness and torment and pain you will be going through. You will hate the very day you was born. That's the first bowl. The second bowl, watch this. All
Come on now.
The sea becomes blood. All
Ooh.
Fish are dead. See, at one point, it was just one-third of the fish. It was just one-third of the sea becomes blood. Now, all the sea becomes blood. No matter how deep you go, how wide you go, you ain't going to be able to get no fresh water nowhere on the planet. And who want to be here with that suffering? All the fish are dead. So you can't eat fish. You can't eat vegetation.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But it's going to be hard for you to get meat because it's going to be scarce. If it's growing scarce now, we don't know what they're doing now that caused the scarcity. But see, all these things that they've been playing with all these years, this stuff is going to come to pass. And they're not going to be behind it. They're not going to control that. Like right now, they're controlling this pandemic. Just like they controlled AIDS. They created AIDS. They had a cure for AIDS. See, this stuff is going to hit the planet. They're not going to control it. They're not going to be able to say who gets it and who don't get it. They're not going to be able to have a cure for it. They're just going to have to deal with it. Them balls, they're going to have to deal with it. Them demon locusts, they're going to have to deal with it. They're going to have no say-so over these things. The third bowl, all rivers turn into blood. Again, it don't matter where you go. You ain't going to be able to get no water from the sea. You ain't going to be able to get it from the river. And no, anywhere you go, so you even try to take a bath, water's going to be blood. You even try to brush your teeth, the water's going to be blood. You even try to wash your face or your body, the water's going to be blood. If you try to wash your clothes, water will be blood.
No water.
Nothing will be as it was before. This is the time right now to stop playing and to give God the glory and thank him. I'm drinking a fresh bottle of water right now. That won't be so.
Amen.
They won't get to enjoy the things that we are enjoying in our everyday lives right now.
Right
like
now.
The brother said, this is child's play what we're dealing with now.
Child's play.
The fourth bowl, the sun scorches all mankind. It's going to be so hot. We think 100-degree weather here in Texas is hot. I know some people say sometimes it gets to 105. I think one time we had a record day when it went over 105 to like 109 degrees. I've actually heard people in Arizona, I don't know how true it is, that there's been over 110 degrees in Arizona. Man, that's not going to be nothing. It's going to be so hot, you're going to be in the house. You ain't going to come out because you're going to get scorched. Amen? It's gonna
Amen.
We talked about how the earth is going to be on fire. Because, you know, if it gets too hot, you think about them forest fires that they have out there in California or something, man, you ain't gonna worry about just California burning. It's gonna be all over the planet burning. All over the earth. They're gonna be dealing with this stuff. The fifth bowl says that there's gonna be what? Total darkness on the earth. See, at one point, it was just one third of the sun darkness, one third of the moon and the stars. I mean, it was just dark. It was, you had some light. But it's gonna be total darkness on the earth.
Yes.
That's the fifth bowl. The sixth bowl, Euphrates dries, and the Asian kings go to the Middle East for Armageddon. Lord have mercy. For the battle of all battles on this earth. This is going to be the battle. This is not World War One, not World War II. World War III.
No.
They're going to bring out the best of the best. Remember, Lucifer, the demons and the fallen angels going to be cast down to the earth. The devils are going to be cast to the earth.
Yes,
and they're going to try to build the best of the best technology from thousands and thousands of years ago. All the weaponry that they got in hiding that we don't know about. They're going to try to bring out all this stuff. It's going to be all for naught. They're going to lose. The seventh bowl.
Losing case.
That's it, doctor. The earthquake falls. All cities, Babylon sighted. Big size hell. Amen. I figure it shut it down. Amen. I gave a testimony one time of a dream that I won't ever forget this dream. That me and my family and loved ones, there were some other people we were protected. It says big size hell. This hell was coming down, hitting the earth like big drums. They were the size of basketballs. Coming out, it's got big boulders, like, just drumming on the earth. Lord, have mercy. Man, let me tell you, this is the time to get right. Amen. Give the brother a few words. If he want to open up the doors, amen, for salvation.
Amen.
This is the time, brother, go ahead and shut it down.
Amen.
Go ahead and let him know it, and let him know we'll be on the mark.
Okay. We thank the Lord for his love and his mercy. We thank the Lord for our opportunity to share the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our main goal is to win souls to Christ and to warn them from the word of God and to introduce to them the crucifixion and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the saving of the soul. Because if you don't receive Christ, remember, hell will be your home. And we don't say that with anger. We don't say that with madness. We say that because it's the truth. And you shall know
that's
the
right
truth, and the truth shall make you free. There's an open opportunity right now. Apostle Paul said in Romans 10:9, if thou confess with thy mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ with thy mouth, and believe with thy heart that God raised him from the dead. The Bible said, I didn't say it.
Amen.
Jesus said, thou shalt be saved. Save what? Save your soul from sin. So you won't have to die and go to hell. But just
that's
go to heaven with Jesus Christ and live forever, ever, ever. Oh, you need to come, whoever you are, wherever you are. Amen. Jesus loves you, and so do Brother Tim and I. We love you so much.
Yes,
we
hope
you tune
in
tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. We're going to do it again. We're going to do it until Jesus comes. And the reason why, because we are responsible for your souls to tell you the truth. And that's what we're going to do. Is anybody out there? The only thing you got to do is just confess with your mouth. Lift up your hands if you're at your house, in your bathroom, or kneel on your knees, or you can stand up, bow your heads, and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner, and I need your son, Jesus Christ.
Let
him come into your life. Repent of your sins and confess that you need a Savior to save your soul with everlasting love. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good night. We love you. God bless
good
you.
Night.
River family, you are royalty. We are royalty. We will be back tomorrow night, 5 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. Central Time. We love you.
Yes,
you have
sir.
A wonderful
yes,
night.
Sir.
Be blessed and receive salvation. Good night.
Good night. God bless you. See you later, Doc.
See you, Doctor.
Okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow.